Chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, am the prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you the non-Jews, if it is so that you have heard of the administration of that grace of God which was given me toward you, how that by revelation the mystery was made known to me, as I wrote before in few words, by which, when you read, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to people, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit, that the non-Jews are fellow heirs, and fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the good news, of which I was made a servant, according to the gift of that grace of God which was given me according to the working of his power. To me, the very least of all saints, was this grace given, to proclaim to the non-Jews the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for all what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, to the intent that now through the church the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places, according to the purpose of the ages which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence through our faith in him. Therefore I ask that you not be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which is your glory. For this cause, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, that you may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner person, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strengthened to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know Christ's love which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.